Well, sisters and brothers,
we're getting close to that point in the season of Easter where we look forward to the ascension, the rising of Christ into the heaven bodily, physically up into heaven. And as we look forward to that ascension, we also read in this, the year C from Revelation, the very end times, what we are calling the city of Jerusalem, the holy city, the city that God has provided for his people. And there's some really interesting and wonderful imagery that's going on here. And I think there are several ways to look at this. And one of the ways that people have a way of looking at this, there's a certain evangelical way of looking at Revelation where they say, a famous evangelical preacher, one of the mega churches up on the West Coast, and I don't remember his name right now, but I'm sure people have heard of him.
Not him.
He says, Mark Driscoll, I think is his name. All right. And he said, God will take care of the environment, and that's why I have a Humvee. God will take care of the environment. God will take care of all this. And it doesn't matter what we do to pollute. It doesn't matter what we do to the earth. And it doesn't matter because it's all going to go away anyway. Right? Right? Don't have to worry about any of it, do we? That's a very hard reading of Revelation. You know, because I know that in our understanding, in my understanding of that Jesus has called us to be stewards of the earth. And we don't know when that time is coming because they've been predicting the end times for ever since Christ was risen. And it's always been just around the corner. And we still have to live with this. And it might be tomorrow and it might be next week and our kids might have to deal with with what we do to the earth and what we do to the environment. And our grandkids might have to deal with what we do to the earth and our environment. And our great-grandkids. And I don't know if there's going to be an earth and an environment for their children. Because the oceans are already rising. Some of the island nations are already being swept away. And this is not the end times that was predicted in there. God never intended for man to bring about the end of the earth. And so the other way of looking at this, the other way of looking at the end times is that the new earth and the new heaven, he will make a new thing out of creation, out of us, and make what we have done into the new thing. You know, there's so much, and one of the things I love to preach, and as bad as it always seems, as bad as it seems that people are to one another, and as bad as we hear about these acts across the world is still a better place than it was 100 years ago. People are treated a lot more fairly than they were 100 years ago. Here today, we hear about the horrors of child abuse and the abuse of women. But these things were going on 100 years ago, and nobody said a thing about it.
Amen, that's right.
We take care of people of underprivileged races, and you hear about racism. And we hear that over and over again. Nobody said anything about it 100 years ago. It was just a matter of fact. And so we are dialoguing, and the earth is getting better. And it seems like sometimes it's just so hard. Sometimes I don't even know if I'm saying the right thing to the right people or I'm going to stomp on something. But you know what? There is forgiveness. There is forgiveness. And I might not always do the right things at the right time, always. You know, I might say the wrong thing. I might say something to somebody who has one arm. And I might think I'm being funny, and it might be really insulting. And so I know not to say that again. And hopefully they'll forgive me. But I'll assure you that God forgives me. Because I don't intend to make somebody feel bad. But the world, as bad as it seems, every presidential election, can it get any worse? But let me tell you, my sisters and brothers,
150 years ago, they weren't just calling each other names. They were using foul language. There was some real nastiness going on. And the world is getting better. And we have to continue to be a part of that. Because even though the new heaven and the new earth is God's to make, we still have to live in this one. And we are called to serve one another, and we are called to be stewards of the creation, and we are called to be stewards of the earth, and we have to live into that calling, however, whatever it means. Because no man is an island. We are one community, and we live with each other, and we work with each other. And Jesus, you know, one other thing that we've been going through in our gospel readings, and I didn't read this Sunday's gospel, but Jesus is talking a lot about love, and he's talking a lot about loving one another. And we are absolutely called to love one another, and part of loving one another is to ensure that the world is here for one another, and that we leave our mark, because we're not going to be here forever. Some of us aren't going to be here 10 years from now. More of us aren't going to be here 20 years from now.
Some of us might not be here next week.
Right. Amen. But others, no matter who you are, no matter where you live or how you live, you leave a lasting mark on this earth. Let that mark be one that people can cherish. Be the good news for each other. Amen.
Amen. Amen.